Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What's going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of Mental Illness. I'm your host, Damon Hammack, here with today's update, man. How's everybody doing today? Today's episode is going to be entitled, You Are Not Your Mental Illness. And I say that because, I'm going to jump right into it. I say that because I think a lot of people, when they feel like they have a mental illness or they have a mental illness, I feel like they just get caught up in that, the title of their mental illness and the side effects of it and things like that, the symptoms of the mental illness, you get caught up in that. So inherently you think that's who you are. You feel like me, I have narcissistic personality disorder. So I feel like I'm a narcissist. I'm a bad person. And that's how I thought when I first found out what I was and what I had. That's how I thought. I'm like, oh shit, I'm just an evil, evil person. But what I've come to realize through therapy and things like that is the fact that your mental illness does not constitute who you are. You still are in control of who you are, how you go about your life and taking control of your life. Me, like I said, through therapy, my biggest issue with my mental illness, I'm going to say NPD from now on, just to kind of shorten it up and have to not stop saying narcissistic personality disorder. I'm going to say NPD. One of the biggest issues with me and probably a lot of narcissistic people is the fact that you want to control everything. You want to control the narrative. You want to control what people think about you. You want to control literally everything. And it's crazy to see that we're not in control of so much that goes on in our life. So what's helped me so far and helped me process and start doing these videos and these podcasts is the fact that I realize now that I'm not in control of so much stuff, even though I want to be, but even though I want to be in control of a lot of stuff, even though I want to take control of a lot of things, control everything, I've come to realize that I cannot control everything. And that has been groundbreaking for me. It has helped me to process stuff, because sometimes when you overload it with stress about things that you cannot control, it just drives you crazy and it drives you into depression. And that's what depression really is at its base, at its core, is a lack of control, a lack of control of your circumstances, your life, your finances, your mental health. It's a lack of control over a lot of stuff. So that's why I say I feel like depression really is a lack of control. So once you realize that you cannot control everything in your life, you feel better. You just feel healthier. You feel like, you just overall can get a better grasp on your life and not feel and like relieve the stress on your own. The exercise my therapist had me do was I had to draw two circles. I had to draw a little circle and a bigger circle right around it. And she said on the outside, this is what I did the first time I went in there. She said on the outside, put the things you cannot control. And then on the inside, put the things you can control. So I done that. And then a year and a half later, however long I've been in therapy, I did the same exercise and the stuff flipped. The stuff that I can control was a lot smaller than the stuff that I couldn't control. And looking at that, she said, that's why you feel better about yourself. That's why you're lighter on your feet. That's why you feel like a lighter person. And that's why people around you can feel like overall that you just a different person, because you know you can't control all that stuff. You can't control, like, I just want to control the shit that people posted on Facebook. It's just like silly shit. You know what I mean? Like shit that I knew I really cannot control, but I want to control it. It's just like, I get caught. It's easy to get caught up in other people's lives and how they live their lives and things like that. And that's my problem. That's one of the main problems that I have personally with my mental illness, is just trying to control so much. And it just stresses me out. And sometimes you get overloaded. It's hard to wake up in the morning. It's hard to fall asleep at night because you're overloaded with trying to control shit that you cannot control. So that's why I say you are not your mental illness. You're in control of a lot more than what you think you are. But at the same time, you aren't. I know it sounds crazy, but bear with me here. Like I said, one of the symptoms that I have of my mental illness is just like, you want to control everything. You want to control like literally everything, but that's not who I am. So that's not who you are. You are not your mental illness. So don't get caught up in it. I know a lot of times when we like I said, you look, when you get diagnosed or you feel like you have a mental illness or you just feel like it's something different, your fiance, wife, girlfriend, brother, sister, somebody might tell you that you have mental illness, tell you to look it up. So you start doing research on it, and all the shit you see is like negative. You know what I mean? Like literally everything you see about NPD is negative. All of it. So imagine you thinking in your brain for so long, me, 33 years, that you're a good person, you're ambitious, you this, you this, you that. But then you find out you have a mental illness, and every symptom of that mental illness, from the shit that you read, but people read, the videos they do, the biographies they do, the fucking research they do, it's all negative. So imagine having that fucking bomb dropped on you. That everything you that you eat now, you feel like you've been a good person your whole life, but now you evil based on what everybody else has says about your mental illness, about your mental state. That can be a fucking, that can be overwhelming. You know what I mean? Just finding that shit out right there can be truly, truly overwhelming to you. And like I said, I'm not a fucking evil person. Fuck that. You know what I mean? Even though I have this personality disorder, even though I have a mental illness, I'm not a fucking evil person. Like, I've done some crazy shit. You know what I mean? Just crazy, crazy stuff. I'm sweating in here. A little heated. A little hot downstairs. I've done some crazy, crazy shit. But I'm not an evil person. I'm a good person. I'll help anybody out. I care. You know what I mean? That's not me. I am not my mental illness, and you are not either. You just have to figure out who you really are, and that shit can be so powerful. Because people with NPD, they get a high for putting people down and manipulating people and stuff like that. And what I can't realize, you can get that same high from helping people, like helping people in need, buying Thanksgiving dinner for somebody, buying Christmas presents for people who don't have it. Just giving. Like giving gives you that same high, maybe even more, a better high than fucking putting somebody down to make yourself feel better. You know what I mean? And that's what I'm saying. Like, you are not your mental illness. You are in control of who you are. We are in control of who we are. The shit that they write on that paper is not me. You know what I mean? I said, I'm not a fucking evil person. I can be manipulative and stuff like that and scheming, and it's fun. But that's not who I am. And that's not who you are. You know what I mean? I've used my mental illness, my mental state, to help me, because I'm ambitious as fuck. And one of the symptoms of what I have is it makes you super competitive and you want more. You're never happy. So you're always looking for ways to make more money, ways to come up better, ways to, you mean, to make just ways to outdo people. So that makes you super ambitious. So that's a symptom. That can be a good symptom. That can be a bad symptom. I don't try to step on people's feet. I don't try to push people down. I actually like to lift people up. And one of the things that was stressing me out so much was the fact that I wanted, like, everybody around me, if you hang around me, if you have a conversation with me, you know I'm always talking about, like, growth and just trying to be a better person. And if you don't want the same thing, it can make you uncomfortable. And I know that now, because just talking to me, just listening to myself talk and just thinking back on old conversations I've had with people, it can make you extremely uncomfortable to be around me, because that's all I talk about, like success, being better, making more money, being a better person, like going after your goals, chasing your dreams. And that can make, if you don't want the same thing, that can make you extremely uncomfortable. So you wouldn't want to be around me. You don't want to be around me now. So, I mean, that's cool. It took a while for me to realize that, like, I'm not in control of what you want. You don't have, we can still be friends and not want the same things out of life. And that's one of the biggest things that, like I said, has helped me just to kind of progress in life and help me to do these videos, that maybe I can catch a hold of somebody. Maybe I can light a fire in you and realize that, yeah, you might be off in the head. You might have a screw loose or a switch loose or something like that. But that does not make you who you are. It does not control, you mean, anything. You are not your mental illness. You are a better person. You can make yourself better. It just takes work. And if you do, like, the difference between me and I feel like a lot of some other people with mental illness is the fact that I want to work. I want to be the best version I can be. I don't like to be damaged. You know what I mean? I don't like to feel damaged or think I'm damaged or something like that. I like to be fucking the best me I can be. So I'm just like, how do I get better? How do I get better? And I get consumed with it. I have a very, very addictive personality. So, I mean, if you know me, I find some shit that I like, I get addicted to it. And that's just point blank period, how I am, who I am. So that's what I've been doing. You know what I mean? And like I said, that has helped change my life. So if you feel like you have a mental illness, like, look up the symptoms, look up narcissistic personality disorder, borderline personality disorder, histrionic personality disorder, just Google personality disorder and put your symptoms in there. put what you think is wrong with you in there and see. You know what I mean? Because you might think you one thing, you might be something totally different. And then get your ass in a therapist chair, because that can help you out a lot. You know what I mean? That can definitely, definitely, seriously help you out a lot, because it can put, if anything, my therapist has helped give me perspective. You know what I mean? Am I like, you think I, my therapist is like a white woman, same age as me. You know what I mean? So it's, you don't know who you talk to. You mean, sometimes you can feel different. Sometimes you can feel better about yourself, but like, it's all about who you are and how you feel and who you feel like you can vent to. Because like, if you are suffering from a mental illness right now, you might not feel like you can talk to somebody about it because you feel different, because you feel like you don't want people to feel sorry for you. Cause that's one thing I hate. I never want a motherfucker to feel sorry for me ever. I can be struggling. You'll never know I was struggling. I can need help. You'll never know I needed help. Cause I never want somebody to know. I never want somebody to know I'm struggling. Because that's a side effect of who I am. That's a side effect of my personality disorder, is that you want to seem like you're always doing good. You smile through the sad times. You smile through the bad times. You smile through the times when you can't wake up in the morning. You mean, you can't get out of bed. You wake up late. Things like that. I mean, you get consumed with it. I stress. I stay up. I'm like, if you on Facebook, you know me, you add me on Facebook or whatever. You'll see I'm up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. I might be doing eBay. I might be doing some other shit. You know what I mean? But I'm up. You'll see me. But yeah, like I said, back to the topic at hand. I know I'll get the rambling, but you are not your mental illness. You are a product of it, yeah. But you are in control of your life. You can't control situations going on around you, but you can do the best you can to control you and what you have going on in your head. If you have somebody around you that you think might have a mental illness, my next video will cover that, what to do, what you could do, what not to do. But this is it, man. Like I said, I'm gonna cut this. I'm been going on for 11 minutes and 30 seconds now. So I'm not gonna make it too much longer. But yeah, if you feel like you have a mental illness, get help, go to therapy. Look, my every therapist appointment for me is $10. I go like once a month, twice a month sometimes, but it's $10 for my insurance. My insurance is what? Through Obamacare, $500 a month. But you, like I said, $10. That's a fucking cup of coffee at Starbucks. That's a fucking, you mean, some bullshit. That's a bottle of Burnett's back in the day. it's virtually inexpensive. But not only we allocate money different places that we really don't need it, but like I said, your mental health is so super important that like, you put $10 a month into your mental health, into your mental care, then fucking you can take over. That $10 will turn into, that $10 will multiply exponentially to your value, to your own personal worth. So anyways, y'all, I'm gonna cut this thing short. If you need me, email me. My email me, demondhammock@gmail.com, demondhammock@gmail.com. And look, y'all, don't suffer in silence. Be blessed. I love y'all. Take care.